Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 69 of the year, Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are kicking off our Tuesday by heading down to the heart of Dixie, the great state of Alabama, and today we are profiling the junior senator from the state. She is a lawmaker who made absolute history when she was elected, and who now wields an incredible amount of power over the federal budget and national security in the 119th Congress. We are talking about Republican Katie Boyd Britt.
Stephen, Senator Britt's rise in Washington has been incredibly fast, but she was certainly not a Washington outsider when she ran for office. She was born in Enterprise, Alabama, and she has always been a leader. She was the president of the Student Government Association at the University of Alabama, got her law degree, and eventually became the chief of staff to the legendary Alabama Senator Richard Shelby. Shelby was an absolute titan of the Appropriations Committee, and Britt learned exactly how the mechanics of Capitol Hill worked by watching him.
And she left Washington for a while to become the CEO of the Business Council of Alabama, advocating for local industries. But when Senator Shelby announced his retirement, she jumped into the 2022 Senate race. She ran a massive, high-energy campaign, easily defeated her primary opponents, and coasted to a general election victory. She became the very first woman to ever be elected to the United States Senate from Alabama. And because of her background as a chief of staff, she didn't show up to Washington as a rookie. She showed up ready to legislate.
And the Republican leadership absolutely recognized that. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, they handed her some incredible gavels. She sits on the Judiciary Committee, the Rules Committee, and the Banking Committee, where she actually chairs the Housing Subcommittee. But her biggest source of power is on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Britt is the chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee. That means she is the one holding the purse strings and writing the budgets for ICE, Customs and Border Protection, the Secret Service, and the Coast Guard.
And she has used that exact position to become one of the fiercest advocates for border security in the entire country. Let's look at what she did right at the start of the new Trump administration. She was the driving force behind the Laken Riley Act. This was a bill mandating that ICE must detain any undocumented immigrant arrested for theft or burglary. It was a massive piece of legislation, and it was actually the very first bill signed into law by President Trump during his second term. It set the entire tone for the administration's border policies.
But right now, in early March 2026, that Homeland Security role has placed her directly in the middle of a massive national crisis. The Department of Homeland Security is currently operating under a funding lapse. Yesterday, on March 9th, she gave a major interview with Politico. She demanded that the Democrats come to the table in good faith. She argued that you cannot expect the men and women of the Coast Guard, ICE, and the Secret Service to protect the American homeland while they are stressed out about making their car payments because their paychecks have stopped.
She is fighting fiercely to reopen those agencies. But Stephen, even right in the middle of that shutdown drama, she delivered an absolutely massive economic win for the state of Alabama just yesterday. We have to talk about the Birmingham Southern College campus.
This is a huge deal. Birmingham Southern College closed its doors recently, leaving this massive, beautiful campus empty. Senator Britt worked directly with Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and the Commandant of the Coast Guard. And yesterday, they officially announced that the federal government is purchasing that campus. It is going to become the massive new National Training Center for the United States Coast Guard. They expect over 1,200 recruits to be training there. It is a staggering economic boost for the city of Birmingham, and it proves she knows how to bring federal dollars home.
And she does that constantly. In the fiscal year 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, she secured tens of millions of dollars for military construction at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Maxwell Air Force Base, and the Anniston Army Depot. She knows that defense contracting is the lifeblood of Alabama's economy. But beyond the military and the border, her other massive legislative focus is protecting children and supporting working mothers.
Absolutely. Senator Britt frequently reminds her colleagues, "I am a mom of two. I am living this right now." She points out that youth depression has skyrocketed since 2011, directly correlating with the rise of social media. So just last week, on March 5th, 2026, she celebrated a massive bipartisan victory. The Senate unanimously passed COPPA 2.0, the Children and Teens Online Privacy Protection Act. It completely updates the privacy rules to stop tech companies from harvesting the data of anyone under 17 years old.
She is also fighting to pass the Kids Off Social Media Act, which would literally ban children under 13 from creating social media accounts. And she was a massive advocate for the working family tax cuts passed last year, specifically focusing on expanding child care tax credits to make daycare affordable for working class parents.
She is very focused on the family unit. And she is also deeply supportive of the administration's foreign policy. In that exact same Politico interview yesterday, she heavily praised the recent U.S. military strikes against the Iranian regime. She called it the definition of America First, arguing that the only way to protect American troops in the region is to drastically diminish Iran's nuclear and terror funding capabilities.
She is projecting absolute strength on the global stage, while actively delivering massive infrastructure and defense projects back home. It is a highly effective, highly disciplined approach to representing a deeply conservative state.
The former chief of staff who became a trailblazing senator.
The chairman defending the border and Alabama's families.
That is Senator Katie Boyd Britt.
That is our profile for the great state of Alabama. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.